I was closing out on a chapter of my life that I didn't see ending so soon. I mean, I knew this day was coming. It was inevitable. I guess it's what one would call bittersweet. Packing up the last of my belongings, shuffling in and out of the office doors, everything began to set in, and shit was getting real. My coworkers had organized a small dinner for later that night, which I really didn't want to go to, but I had no say. I was just in sort of a weird space, you know? But it was the discomfort of change, coupled with the excitement of newness, that had me on edge. Who was I outside of what I did for work? I had let my job consume me, become my identity. More than anything, I was eager to get reacquainted with myself. I wouldn't be starting my new job for another 6 weeks, so I truly felt like a blank slate, in the best way possible. As I juggled the final boxes out of the office, I felt someone sweep in underneath, freeing my hands of the weight. It was Drew, one of the contractors who had been leading the office renovations for about 10 months now. He was a few years younger, but never let it fall on deaf ears that he was interested in me. Not in a creepy way, but more so in a boy meets man kind of way. He was tall, athletic, charismatic, conventionally attractive. The only thing standing between us was the fact that I wasn't interested in being the center of workplace gossip. After stacking all of the boxes onto the elevator, Drew and I squeezed into the corner. I could feel his breath on the back of my neck as the elevator doors closed. Our bodies stood closely together. 44 floors to go.
I didn't know you were leaving.
Yeah, it kind of just all happened.
Okay. So you got a new job or what?
I guess you could say that. I'll have a little bit more time to myself. Less demanding hours. It pays more. Just made sense.
So how are you celebrating?
A couple of the girls put together this little dinner thing tonight at the sushi spot up the street.
Damn, so I didn't get an invite?
Listen, don't shoot the messenger. I would have invited you, but...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
I don't know. Maybe it's the fact I've been trying to take you out since I met you. And you've always turned me down.
You know it was nothing personal. It's just optics.
Optics? I think we'd look good together. Great optics.
Okay. As we walked the boxes to my car, I could feel his eyes all over me. He strategically stacked everything in the trunk, back seat, and passenger side.
So, when am I going to see you again?
Well, I have the next few weeks off. I'll just be doing stuff around the house.
Oh, what kind of stuff?
Just domestic shit. Painting, switching out my faucets, grabbing a couple of new pieces for my place.
You know I'm a contractor, right? Let me help you. I can have everything done in one day. Only one condition.
And what's that condition?
You let me take you out.
Okay. Deal.
Here. Put your number in.
As I entered my digits in his phone, I knew that this marked the very beginning of my self-exploration. Admittedly, I was curious about how this situation would unfold. I mean, I was open to many variables. He gave me a hug, holding onto my body for a beat. His arms felt good. Comfortable.
I'll call you tonight.
Driving away, his scent lingered on my skin. After dinner, I began removing the contents from the boxes on my living room floor. My entire career confined to these boxes. Yet, I felt no real connection. A large part of me wanted nothing to do with what was inside. I walked over to the kitchen and poured myself a drink. Then my phone rang.
Hey, it's Drew.
Oh, I was like, who is calling me this late?
My bad. Just wanted to see how dinner went.
It was all right.
All right. Have you ever been to Greenfields?
No, but I've seen them all over Instagram. They're like booked out for the next 6 months.
I know someone there. We'll take you.
I would love that. I've pretty much memorized their menu by this point.
So, you're home for the night?
Yeah, I think so. I really just want to relax.
I was going to ask you to send me the measurements for your place. My guys said they can do the paint job this week.
Oh shit, I have to measure the walls?
I can swing by and do the measurements for you.
I knew exactly what type of play this was, and I welcomed the idea. So I sent him my address, tidied up a bit, and then hopped in the shower. He arrived just after 10 p.m. with flowers and a bottle of wine. Walking inside, he kissed me on the cheek before taking off his jacket. He got straight to measuring and quickly began jotting down numbers as I stood at the kitchen island arranging the flowers in a vase. You know these are my favorite flowers, hydrangeas.
No, I didn't. Lucky guess?
I poured us two glasses of wine as he entered the kitchen with a slight smile on his face. What are you smiling about?
Nothing, you're just so sexy.
He then bit his bottom lip and stepped closer, pressing his body against mine. He took the glass from my hand, then kissed me gently, yet deeply. Our tongues moved in unison. It felt effortless. He picked me up and sat me on the countertop. My hands slid up and down his back, grabbing the bottom of his shirt and bringing it up over his head. He did the same for me. Drew moved from my mouth to my nipples, sucking one while lightly massaging the other. I held onto his head, pulling him closer because it felt that good.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. He put me down, took my hand, and traced his erect penis with my fingertips. Walking hand in hand, I led him down the hallway to my bedroom, where we continued making out. He placed me against the wall, holding my two hands above my head with his one, exploring my body with the other. I gladly handed over the control. Before I knew it, we were fully naked, skin to skin. We made our way to the bed. He got on top, planting soft kisses from my mouth to my neck as he gently opened my legs, grazing my inner thighs with the tips of his fingers before letting them wander inside of me.
You're so wet. Relax. I want you to enjoy this,
he said before wrapping his mouth around my breast while he was fingering me. He went in and out, gliding up and down, each time rubbing gently against my clit. It didn't take long for me to come. It was soft but intense. He kept going until I couldn't handle it anymore, then slowly pulled his hand away and in one motion licked my cum from his fingers before plunging his tongue into my mouth. He went to get a condom from his pants pocket. I watched him walk confidently across the room. He came back to the edge of the bed, put each leg on either side of his body, then climbed on top and slowly slid himself inside of me.
Oh. Yeah, you feel so good.
The slow strokes got deeper and more intense. We were in missionary for a while. It turned me on the way his necklace was swinging back and forth. I told him to go faster and that I wanted him to come. He pulled out and flipped me over into doggy, filling my body with his. It didn't take him long to climax, but when he did, he let out a groan, releasing his body weight onto mine and intertwining our fingers. I could feel his sweat on my back as we laid together in bed, naked. When it was time to wash up, I threw on an oversized shirt and watched him buckle his belt with precision. I couldn't help but fight back a smile. I was finally beginning to feel like myself. Today's story was brought to you by Best Vibe, our go-to shop for everything pleasure. With over 1,000 premium sex toys to choose from, free shipping on all orders over $69, and discreet packaging, they are the cherry on top. Let us take care of you with 20% off your entire purchase. www.bestvibe.com. All links and coupon codes are in the show notes. Eligible in the United States and UK.